what your definition of evolution is, how it started.
How evolution started?
Yeah.
You mean where did life come from?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not evolution. That's abiogenesis.
So we're talking, so there's one cell organism, then there's no two cell organism, or three, but there's a four.
Oh, now you're talking about evolution again. Okay.
Yeah, evolution. How did life come to being?
Through natural selection.
Okay, so you get the Big Bang. Okay, let's say, just say you get the Big Bang, everything explodes. Where did life start? Nope, you don't believe in Big Bang.
No, I don't believe in your really ridiculous cartoonish explanation of it.
It's not mine. It's not mine. I'm asking you. You got it up here.
Big Bang, then it's true. It's your own personal failed description of it, given what you've been told about it. But no, there's no explosion.
Well, good. I'm glad you believe that.
So yeah, because that's not what the Big Bang is.
What is the Big Bang?
It's the expansion of space-time. It's actually still happening. It's the observed phenomena of space expanding, and in particular, no new matter or energy is created as it does that. Although we don't know what dark energy is, so... But do you want to talk about evolution? Because if we're going to talk about evolution, then it doesn't really, it's really not relevant or important to talk about the Big Bang.
So I believe in creation. So
okay.
I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from.
I find the scientific evidence for evolution to be overwhelmingly positive.
So I ask you again, how did man come to be? Where do we start? What was our starting point?
These are such bad questions. So where did life originate, or from what species did the human species originate?
There you go. That'd be a good one.
Okay, so I asked you two different questions, but I'm assuming that you meant the last one. Homo heidelbergensis is our immediate predecessor.
Okay. And it was ape-like?
We're ape-like because we're apes, but it was very similar to modern humans, but more basal in some key characteristics.
Okay, so let's go jump up a little bit to the original man in Africa, the black man, right?
Very likely, yeah, but there wouldn't have been an original man. There would have been an original population. Like, there wasn't the first person that started speaking modern English. All of the people in that part of the world were speaking a common language, but they were very small, like over time, very small differences and changes in languages accumulate. And the language doesn't all of a sudden one day with one person turn into a new language. Yet, if we go back hundreds of years in the past, nobody speaks modern English. That is exactly how evolution, the evolution of new species, occurs as well.
Okay, so going back like DNA, they're saying that we all came from the original species in Africa. A black male, which you're saying evolved from a humanoid ape-like creature.
Again, you're saying all of humanity came from a single guy in Africa? That's not how it works.
Or a single people. Say people. I don't care about a guy.
Yeah, a population.
I'm just saying DNA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Okay. There are predictions back, that can be made from that, and those predictions came true.
Okay. So let's go back. Humanoid, ape, okay? And they have a chart that shows kind of that. So I guess my question is, where did the kinky hair come from? I've never seen one picture of any ape-like or humanoid that had kinky hair, and then all of a sudden you got every black person having kinky hair.
Curly hair. Well, they don't all have that, I believe. Many have straight hair. But people all around the world are different, just like pigeons all around the world are different.
Okay. Well, I just have trouble believing that I came from an ape. Came from what? Where did an ape come from?
The problem is, I can tell you have spent almost zero time thinking about this, because your questions and your concerns are so bad.
Where is the evidence that the rock formations or whatever of this change?
The evidence is in museums. Originally, it was in the ground in Africa, and then it was dug up by people like Richard Leakey. And, who's the guy that found Ardipithecus ramidus? I always forget his name.
What was the stage before it became monkey-like? Was it a fish? Was it a bird?
No, it would have been some other primate mammal.
And then prior to that?
Some other form of mammal.
And prior to that?
Some other form of mammal. I mean, there's an enormous lineage of ancestors just within the mammalian
family. And I'm trying to work you to the beginning here. So if you want to cut to the chase.
Why do you want?
Tell me where.
Why? What would that prove?
Where did it? Your theory of evolution. And here's the other question. I'll just jump that for now because you don't want to go there. Okay. So
no, I'm happy to go there. True, I just don't understand the relevance. It's like you're trying to ask me if I don't know every single example of every stepping stone in the history of life on our planet, then it's not true. That's like me saying, where's the original Bible? Because if you don't know where it is, then the Bible is not true. Nobody thinks that's actually an honest take.
I understand and I accept that. But what I'm saying is, if evolution is true, it is true today, then we should have all kinds of species that are evolving that we should see. As I said, they should be coming out of the sea, growing legs. They're saying that a chicken was a dinosaur.
What makes you think that you know what the evidence would look like?
I don't know. I'm asking you because you're stating that you believe in evolution. Okay. So I'm asking you. You're the teacher.
So
evolution should be everywhere, all the time. There should be new species coming up.
There should be
little dinosaurs growing feathers and growing beaks and turning into chickens. There should be all different stages.
Many of the things you're talking about have always been presumed by evolutionary biologists to take vast stretches of time, so we wouldn't see them happening. However, there is evidence that if these events occurred, we would be able to collect. So, for example, if all life goes back to that original thing like you were talking about earlier, then that would mean that all life on this planet is related. And it is.
And it should be continuing to go, and new species should be coming together all the time.
That does happen, yeah. Not at the dramatic rate that you say. If all of a sudden an animal gave birth to something that was a completely different animal, that would actually be evidence against evolution, because evolution is not said to be like Pokemon or some other weird cartoon version of it that you're talking about.
Right. So if apes evolved into humans.
Oh no, you're not going to do it, are you?
Yeah, I am. Then why aren't apes humans?
Humans they are evolved. Apes.
Why are there apes? They should have evolved into humans.
They evolved into other apes.
But you're saying that we're apes.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, so then they're humans.
No. There are different types of apes. Do you agree?
I'm still not.
Do you agree that English is derived from a Proto-Germanic language?
Yeah, I believe the German lost vote in the United States of being the national language by one vote. Did you know?
Anyways,
that?
If that's the case, then why don't people that live in Germany give birth to English-speaking babies? If you can see how stupid that is, then hopefully you can see why your questions are seriously misguided.
Apes don't learn how to be humans. That ain't part of the evolution.
When I was in high school, there was this really popular video going around called the Pain Olympics, where this one guy cut off his nuts with a hatchet, and this other guy cut off his wiener with a kitchen knife. Why don't chimpanzees do that?
No, they tear them off.
Why don't they do that?
When a chimpanzee fights with a human,
humans,
or another
those
ape,
two guys did
tear,
that to themselves.
They tear the.
Why don't
off?
Chimpanzees do that to themselves?
How do you know they don't?
Great. So. What do you reckon is the explanation for all life on this? No, they are mirror arguments. They are stupid arguments, but the point is that they are mirror arguments.
How do you contend with the fact
that all life on this planet is related, and the amount that life is related directly correlates with what you would expect evolutionarily, i.e. mammals are more closely related?
I believe in a creator, and I believe that... I didn't come from the goo to the zoo to you.
You believe that you used to be dirt and that a woman used to be a piece of a man. That's way stupider.
If we are evolved from the earth or from the sea, we evolved the same way out of the same substance that we're saying that God made us out of. So you're using a similar
false
argument. Life had to start from somewhere. And if it came from the materials of this universe or this planet, then we were made of this universe and of this planet, the same chemicals and
no magic required.
Materials.
There you go.
Oh, no, you just put it in a bag, shake it up a billion times, and all of a sudden out pops an ape.
That's better than what you believe, which is the tooth fairy queefed the entire universe into existence.
Hey, let's say that a... Do you believe in aliens?
No. Well, kind of.
Okay, so let's say there's an alien. When I was a kid, we had this theory. What if we are an experiment? What if aliens started like a planetarium, and then we're this little experiment?
Yeah, I saw that episode of South Park, too.
Yeah, well, I'm 71, so this is way before South Park. But so let's say, just to entertain that thought. So an alien to us would be like when the Spanish went over to the Aztecs or the Indians, they thought they were gods, okay, with all their
they didn't. But go ahead.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, they did. Much like you've never read an evolutionary biology book, I don't think you've ever read any books on conquistadors
God-like.
and contact with Native Americans. I have.
In Hawaii.
A really great one is Hawaii. When Moctezuma met Cortez. Another really great one is Last Days of the Inca Empire. But Cortez, the people
Hawaii,
that wrote account... Go ahead.
When they went to Hawaii, they thought they were gods until one of them took the chance to saw one bleed, and that's when they knew they weren't gods. And that's why they attacked them. I mean, I've read a little bit. I'm 71 years old.
And Mason Peames, or was that his name? I always forget. But he wrote a book that George Washington chopped down a cherry tree and then confessed it. Except that didn't happen. It's a hagiography, or what we would call a puff piece today. People make shit up to advance a particular narrative about them.
And it can be the same stuff that you read. So don't throw that up. I mean, we learn what we learn. And we decipher what we think is true and not true.
Yeah.
So you're the books that you read, I'm not going to just jump right in and tell you they're true. The books that I've read, you're not going to jump in and say they're true. But the point is that it's out there, and we use that as we form our common senses. Your common sense is different than my common sense.
Mine's more well-informed.
Well, so you say.
How many books on evolutionary biology have you read?
That's, hey, I'm asking you your opinion so I can go do my investigate. So I've read a lot of stuff.
Name
you
one.
Got your expertise. You get what?
Name one.
Whatever I've learned in school.
Jesus Christ. Well, that was a long time ago, as we all know, right?
Yes, it was. And as soon as I found out that there's no very low... Remember Lucy, the thing that they used?
I love Lucy. Yeah.
Bones? Yeah. No. The ape or whatever, humanoid.
Yeah, the Australopithecus.
And they found out that, and it came out to be a farce because they had used pig
no,
bones.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Buddy, we have multiple specimens of Australopithecines, and there were no pig bones. I think one of them, there was the... They thought maybe there was a pig bone included in one of the specimens.
Now you're being honest. Okay.
We have hundreds of specimens of Australopithecines. So if in one specimen they found mixed among it a pig bone, that does nothing to invalidate all the other hundreds of specimens. That'd be like if I have three Bibles over there. If I inserted a page of Mein Kampf into one of those Bibles, does that invalidate the words of all the other Bibles? No. Nobody thinks that makes any sense.
I didn't say the rest of the bones weren't correct. I said they tried to pass it off until it was caught, just to make a point. The point I'm making is, even with science, even with theories, you take something, you make a theory, you say it's a law, and then you base everything on it, and then when it don't fit the mold, all of a sudden, then they go to another theory, which is like from theory of relativity to the quantum theory.
Things get disproven in science all the time. That is the strength of science.
Yeah.
When we learn new information, we change our minds. What do you do?
But the point is, just give me the truth. It's like the planet Vulcan. Don't make up a planet just because you know something's happening, but you can't see it. So you make up the planet Vulcan to explain it when there is no such thing. Don't do that. That just shows
you have to have tentative explanations in order to do science.
Well, did this say that there's a pull somewhere pulling Mars out of orbit? We don't know what it is. Don't make up stuff.
Yeah, that is what we do. Like, there is a hypothetical planet X out there. Some astronomers think that it's real, others don't. But they don't go around claiming that it does exist.
They did with the planet Vulcan. And they also, how about when I was a kid, I'm out working on a farm. And all of a sudden I hear on the radio, it's world news. Oh, the scientist just said that the bumblebee theoretically can't fly. That its body weight versus its wing size of the wing beats is impossible. And I'm sitting here watching, we have a bumblebee hive in our barn, and I'm watching this bumblebee fly in and out. Now, I'm just an old farm boy, and I'm listening to all those famous, top-notch scientists in the world exclaiming how the bumblebee can't fly, and I'm sitting here and watching one. And I'm thinking, how stupid can you guys be?
Do you know how a bumblebee flies?
Let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
So as a ignorant, as you say, unintelligent, uninformed farm boy, I'm sitting there watching something. Now, why wouldn't science just say, you know what? With the theories that we have in engineering and all this, it doesn't seem possible that the bumblebee can't fly, but we know it flies, so let's figure out why it flies.
That's what that whole thing was. They were claiming, based on what we know about flight, we don't have an account for how the bumblebee flies. And then what people in the media do is they take things like that and then they either misunderstand them or they modify them for it to be sensational or censorious or whatever. So it actually was true that we knew that bees could fly, duh, but we didn't have an account for how it worked, because based on what we know about flight, it didn't make any sense. I believe it wasn't until, because like we didn't have slow motion film or anything back then, it wasn't until we were able to see that the bee wing actually goes back and forth. So on both
almost
strokes,
like a helicopter. Yep.
On both strokes, it's nothing like a helicopter. On both strokes, it produces lift that we were able to accurately and adequately describe bee flight.
You know. You know, if I make an observation, you know, you discount people and what they say before you. It was stated by the scientists that they explained it kind of like a helicopter motion on their wing beat. So I'm using their words, and then you immediately discount it when I say it. So what you're doing is you're being a little bit too uppity with your intelligence here, buddy. And what you're doing is you're offending the people that are trying to listen to you as a teacher. And you're being a very, in some cases, a very rude and short, almost like attacking people. And if you would stop doing that, you would gain a lot more ground with people.
Nah, fam, I ain't finna do that. But anyways, I'm perfectly happy to direct my comment about how that was an absolutely dog shit explanation to the scientists.
Well, that makes you fine.
Just kind of a victim of the way that science communication is not done very
and
well.
And this is what I'm trying to explain to you about the way science are explaining it to us that makes it sound so idiotic, but you want us to swallow it. It's like the planet Vulcan with a bee boat, with a bumblebee, stuff like that. When they go and fake and put false bones in something just to try to prove their theory. Quit doing that, and you guys would gain a lot more ground. You're using false statements in the name of science.
I never did anything.
We're doing it by experimentation. I'm saying this. They're trying what they're doing to prove their theories. Okay, just like the speed of light. Nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. But then they say there's four instances that can happen. Dark matter, the expanse of the universe. Okay. When you move a flashlight horizontally,
that's not a violation of the
speed
of light.
This is your scientist statements. Okay, that's not me.
They're not
your scientists stating this. So then,